So you're at the Sloan, MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, yeah?
Yeah, just getting ready to head over there, and I'm not doing any work until tomorrow, but looking forward to seeing some of these people speak here today.
What you feel, I have this debate with myself all the time. Am I smarter? I'm 43, Dallas. Am I smarter than I was when I was 20? And you feel like you got 20 years of experience of right moves, wrong moves, you know, and then you go, well, yeah, I'm still not surrounded. you don't get surrounded by incredibly smart people like you are in college and all that. Like, are you constantly looking for that extra edge and to gain that little bit of knowledge week by week, month by month? You seem like you would.
Yeah, well, it's for me, it's every day. It's, whether it's something to do with hockey or my, I'm raising two young girls, anything. It's for me, it's constant knowledge. When it comes to my profession, things are moving quickly, especially in this stats world, a different way to look at games. And with the NHL being that 3-2 league where, every night it's basically a one goal game. You're looking for that edge. And if you can find a little bit of an edge, in analytics and looking at the game a little bit differently, then I'm certainly going to have a look at it. A lot goes into coaching. There's gut decisions. There's stats. There's relationships. There's motivation, and you certainly want to get them all checked off.
Dallas Aikens, our guest. So people would ask, and you've probably given, maybe it's varied over the last couple of months. 31 games in, you're relieved of your duties. It's probably the first downtime you've had away from the rink on a daily basis in what, 10 years? I don't have a record for anything you did during the lockout because you retired as a player. Has it been that long? At first, did you not know what to do and then it just became easy? You're very devoted to your family. You were able to take time and do things you just haven't had time to do for 20, 29, 30 years out of your career.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing to go through. I'll say that. The good of it is I've been able to reintroduce myself to my family. When you're a coach in the NHL, you're up and gone. Even at the American League level, you're up and gone before they wake up. And then you return home sometime around dinner time, late afternoon, spend a few hours with them, and they're gone back to bed again. So I've had an incredible run here with my daughters and with my wife, something that I really enjoyed. The other side of it is you've been going at 1,000 miles an hour and suddenly it stops. And the one thing I am learning about myself is I don't do well with a lot of time. I need to stay busy. And I've been trying to do that.
Dallas Aikens, our guest. One of the factors you mentioned there was relationships. And I thought that was really evident over the last couple of years with yourself and Nail Yakupov. And it's interesting watching this guy now, and I find myself kind of rooting for him, to be honest. And I know you spent a lot of time with him, and he was saddled with these first overall, the pressure and the expectations. You know what it's like. And have we seen a final click here with Nail? He seems to be playing maybe some of the best hockey of his career over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know what? I can't comment on his play because I haven't. I watched four or five games after I was let go, and you're watching to compare apples to apples.
Okay, I'll rephrase then. Did you see in your dealings with Nail Yakupov? Did you see a light at the end of the tunnel of him getting it?
Well, I did, and our long-term goal with Nail was to not just have him be a player that was going to just score and not worry about anything else. Our long-term goal for him and his own long-term goal was to be a very well-rounded player, a guy that you can rely on to do all kinds of things. And some players can, continue to score as they focus on the defensive part of the game. And sometimes there's a step back and you've got to be okay with that. And I think people equated him not scoring was he was not playing well, and that wasn't true. He was learning the other side of the game, and I think even when I let go, that Nail had come such a long way in a year. He was much more well rounded, he was turning into that player that you could start to rely on in different situations. And I'm sure it's continued on. When I stopped watching the games was as soon as all the movement happened. And I'm only speculating here, but I'm guessing that having a veteran center like Derek Roy has paid huge dividends for Nail. And it was something that we couldn't give to him while I was there. Having that veteran guy in the middle with him is I'm guessing paying off great for Nail. And Nail's a great kid. I think there's been so much misinformation out there about the relationship between him and I. It's a good one, and it's still a good one to this day.
Dallas Aikens, our guest. You're obviously not going to stop following the game. Do you look and you talked about your family time? Do you look and say next fall, this summer, I'd love to make some phone calls. I'd love to get some phone calls. I'm ready to. We talked to Dan Bylsma last summer, and he said the same thing. The time has been great. I can never explain in words how great it is to have that reconnection and reintroduction. But this is what I do, and I want to get back. How do you feel about this spring and summer to come?
Yeah, well, that's my plan as well. It's right now all the managers and everyone is very busy with the trade deadline approaching. Once that deadline goes by, it'll be time to start reaching out to the people that you've worked with. And, you know, me being moved around as a player as much as I have, I've got, it seems like, relationships on every team. I've never burned any bridges anywhere. I stay in great contact with people. So, you know, that's when you just kind of lay it out there that, hey, I don't want to collect another, whatever it is, 2.5 years on my contract. I want to work. And I think all coaches want to work. And the notion of, oh, hey, he's got term, he's fine, it's a bit of a facade. Yeah, it's nice to have term, but you want to be in that rink every day getting after it.